call the Senate Education Committee to order, and today is Friday, April 14th, 2017. Time is 8:32, and we have Senator Hughes, Senator Cronicale, Senator Begich, myself, Senator Stevens, and Senator Giesel will not be able to be with us. She is otherwise engaged with some, I'm sure, some several issues.
Thank you.
So we have a quorum to conduct business. Thank you for being here. Today we'll resume hearings on HB 86, which is student loan defaults, occupational licensing renewal, House Bill 136 relating to school construction grants and deadline for local match, and if we have time, we'll go on to HB 64 relating to the Task Force on Reading Proficiency. So let's begin with House Bill 86, Version A. This is the second hearing before us. My intention to move this bill on to its next committee referral, and we have Representative Clayman here. Please come forward, sir. And if you would introduce yourself and your staff, and then share with us once again the overall purpose of the bill and any closing comments you'd care to make.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Matt Clayman from House District 21 in West Anchorage, and this basically takes the authority away from the Commission on Post-Secondary Education to block the renewal of occupational licenses as a consequence of someone who is in default on their student loans. But for more details, I'll hand it over to my aide, Owen Phillips.
Thank you.
Members of committee, Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Owen Phillips, and I'm staff to Representative Clayman. Thank you once again for hearing House Bill 86. Our goal in bringing forward House Bill 86 is to revoke the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education's authority to use non-renewal of occupational license as an incentive to ensure payment of student loans in instance of default. As a reminder, current statute states that the commission has the authority to provide notice to a licensing authority of a non-renewal of a license. If the ACPE posts such notice, the licensing entity may not renew said license during the next renewal cycle. We heard from Ms. Stephanie Butler from the Commission on Wednesday, who stated that this practice was not effective in collecting outstanding loans and that they have much more success with wage garnishment and aiding licensed professionals with setting up a payment plan. There are already many difficulties one faces if they default on their student loans, not limited to late fees, court costs, liens on property, and adverse reports to consumer reporting agencies. Passing HB 86 will protect our licensed nurses, pharmacists, social workers, teachers, correctional officers, and many others, and allow them to continue their work in order to earn an income and pay back the loans without fear of losing their license. And we strongly urge your support in passing this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Thank you, Representative Clayman. I understand that Stephanie Butler is not able to be with us, but my understanding is that they have not objected, the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education. They have not objected. Is that right?
No, they support this bill.
Very good. Any questions from the committee? We'll go to public hearing. Is there anybody that wants to speak to this, either online or here in the room? Looks like nobody's online, no one here to speak. We'll close the public hearing. Committee have any additional questions or comments? Well, the committee, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the House Bill 86 from committee with individual recommendations in the attached zero fiscal note, and that's the version A.
Thank you. Any objection? We'll take a brief at ease to sign that. order we have before us now, House Bill 135, School Construction Grants. This is version DA, second hearing. My intention, again, to move this bill to its next committee of referral. We have our bill sponsor with us. Representative, I'm pleased to have you with us, Representative Westlake, and also your staff. And if you please, and tell us once again the reason for this, what it accomplishes, and any closing comments you may have.
Yes, thank you. And through the chair, I'm Dean Westlake. I'm Representative House District 40, and I just learned something new. I can have my chief of staff, Jesse Logan, do the particulars, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Jesse Logan, staff to Dean Westlake. House Bill 135 extends the time period that allows that is allowed for school districts to raise a percentage match under a construction grant loan fund. It does two specific things after it was amended on the House floor. One, it extends the current three-year time limit for identifying and securing a match to 5 years, and then it allows the Commissioner of Education to grant an additional three-year time extension if there is just cause for that. And we find that sometimes school districts, for reasons out of their control, need a little bit of extra time in securing their percentage share. And while this three-year time period works for most cases, there are some cases with extraordinary circumstances. And this just gives the commissioner and the departments, or I'm sorry, the school districts a little bit of flexibility in securing that. Generally, when we make appropriations under this grant fund, the legislature's intent is to see the project come through to fruition. We don't want to leave it open-ended with a time period that could be extended forever. We lose value in cash sitting that way. But we would like to be flexible to make sure the projects go forward.
Thank you, Mr. Logan. Thank you, Representative. Any closing comments on it?
Yes, and to the chair, this happens more frequently than we had realized, and you've got some testimony in there should you need it. So this really helps us, especially out there in rural Alaska, where a lot of things are contingent on barging seasons and things of this nature.
Thank you, Representative Westlake. Any questions of the committee? So we'll go on to public testimony. We have nobody on. We do. Thank you for doing that. So we've got Mike Navarre. Mayor Navarre, are you with us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Mike Navarre, Mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I'm speaking in favor of this bill, and I can, I guess, tell you about a particular school in our area that we're looking at and why this might be of some help to us and why I think it makes good sense for good cause to allow for this extension. We have a small community, Old Believers community on East End Road in Homer. We got a state grant for $10 million. It requires a 35% local match. It's for currently there are about 55 kids in the school. We're looking at other alternatives such as modular construction or even going outside the box and building a community center that can be used for education, which I recognize would require a change in the appropriation language. But we're trying to find a cost-effective way to do it in this community. We've looked at a number of different options, including trying to build a road down to the community so that we could connect it to another smaller community that, as a crow flies, is only about a mile and a half away, but by road it's significantly further. This small community has a switchback that goes then across the tidal flats in order to get to the community, so there's no real legal access for bus routes, so we can't use buses. Anyway, there's a host of problems associated with it that we're trying to find an alternative way to meet the needs in a community that really has is operating currently out of two separate buildings, a total square footage of about 3,500 square foot, and one of the buildings both of the buildings are in bad shape, but one of them is in really bad shape, so it's not adequate, but trying to find the funding currently and getting approval within the Kenai Peninsula Borough for a 35% match on a project like this we haven't even actually attempted to do it yet because we're still trying to explore options in order to try to not utilize and build a school of 15 million. There's no power down to the community. There's single phase, but not three phase. That's a big part of building the school. Anyway, there's a host of problems that I'm hopeful that we can find an alternative, less expensive way of accommodating the need for unhoused students in this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Navarro. We've talked about this. I know the problems you face, enormous issues there, the cost that you would be required to share in, as well as the cost of the road. That's a very difficult situation. So appreciate your comments, and I think you're right that more time would be very effective. Committee, have any additional questions? Yes.
So I think I just want to clarify, this is Senator Begich. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mayor Navarre, what you're saying is that the time provides you more flexibility so that you can find a more cost-effective solution. So this legislation would give you more time to be able to do that. That's what I hear you saying. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Begich, yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Begich. Any additional questions or comments? Then we'll, and no additional comments from the public, we'll close the public hearing. Of course, this is primarily a bill that affects the mechanics of education financing policy, and I think it's appropriate to allow it to be further vetted by the Finance Committee. The will of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move the CSR House Bill number 135, Education Amended, version DA from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the document. Order, please. Next, we have House Bill 64, version J, before us. This is the third hearing, and that, of course, is about teaching our young Alaskans reading skills. It's an important issue, particularly interest to me and to all of us on the Education Committee. A lot of reading material associated with it we've had to look through. Representative Drummond is not here. I had a chance to talk with her earlier yesterday, and the committee... maybe we could ask the commissioner. Is the commissioner here? You are, commissioner. Can you tell us any about the Education Challenge program and what your plans are? I see a little of conflict there, questioning whether we need to have move ahead on this task force when you might be dealing with that same issue in your Education Challenge program.
Thank you. Chair Stevens, my name is Michael Johnson, Commissioner of Education and Early Development. Anytime's a great time to talk about reading, and so we appreciate the opportunity to do this. We look forward to engaging folks in the topics that have been laid out here. In terms of the Alaska Education Challenge, we have both the Alaska Education Challenge. We'll have our first meeting next Thursday. We're bringing together many different Alaskans, over 100, to participate in that effort. We'll be talking about five key areas. One of those is student learning, but also educator excellence, other areas where it would certainly be appropriate to include some of these topics and hear from some of these folks. We also, in addition to the Alaska Education Challenge, are developing our state plan for the Every Student Succeeds Act, the federal education law, and that's another opportunity to discuss some of these issues.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any questions of the Commissioner? Thank you very much, and good luck with your plans.
Thank you.
So we will not be having any public testimony at this time, and my intention is to hold the bill, and I think there are broader impacts, as Commissioner has just explained. I'd be hesitant to loathe to ask him to carry on two different fronts on this issue. We really need to concentrate, I believe, on that educational challenge program. And there are lots of people who are interested, of course, in this, advocate groups for reading and dyslexia, and I'd encourage them to move ahead, develop their own task force that would complement the education challenge program. And I guess I should say that that should we find that things are not adequately handled in the education challenge, that it be my intention to bring this bill back up early on in January and deal with it then, and make some advances if we see it's not happening. So with that, we'll set Senate House Bill 64 aside. And I just announced, I've asked folks to sign this HCR 8 waiver to move that on to the next committee, which is Labor and Commerce, and there is nothing further on our agenda. So without anything further, we'll be adjourned. Thank you.